You mentioned the voice quality of the instrumental playing, that being an African influence.
It shows up in this way. I think that something happens in some parts of West African conversation that is unique in the world, as far as I know. I'm not the expert on this, but others have commented on it. People will talk, and if there, let's say there's four or five people sitting around, they'll all talk at the same time, all to each other, and they all listen all to each other at the same time. And that is really a high art. In that sense, you don't just run off at the mouth ignoring what's coming from the others. And jazz, especially New Orleans jazz, which was an improvised ensemble music before the solo became so prominent, New Orleans jazz picked up that kind of conversation. So the voice is joining the other voices and interacting simultaneously with the others. When it's happening right, I can tell you it's a fantastic experience to play in a band when everybody is in this sort of gumbo soup together and all really being themselves in their own individual lumps, but harmonically joining that whole. There are times when one instrument will get up almost to a high note and you can tell he's going to miss it, and I've heard other guys put it in for him.
Wow.
And that's a high art. I think it was largely lost as jazz went along and got more and more complex in its harmonics and its developmental sequences, so that it had to become a solo thing. It became more like the lonely northern city instead of the southern y'all come stuff, where there's a great family background in New Orleans. Personally, I attribute some of the family group feeling of a band in New Orleans to the natural sense of belonging that comes out of that social milieu.
Very well put.
You've also brought along You Can't Escape From Me.
Right. We spoke about the voice quality, not only in the tone, but in the conversational aspect of playing in New Orleans ensemble. And here, if you listen to the trumpeter, Percy Humphrey, you will hear a cut-down style of New Orleans trumpet lead. And this is rarely commented on, but it's absolutely essential.
By cut down, you mean an abbreviation?
Abbreviation. The trumpet's responsibility to play the melody, but he never plays it exactly the same boring, flat-footed European way twice in a row, or twice in his lifetime, probably. Maybe the first time in, it's more clearly stated, but then as you go along, and as you'll hear Percy Humphrey do in You Can't Escape From Me, it becomes an abbreviated thing that allows the other instruments around him to fill in more and more of the gaps.
The tune You Can't Escape From Me, trumpeter Percy Humphrey with the legendary band of New Orleans clarinet player George Lewis of the early 1950s, that itself had a tremendous influence on the worldwide New Orleans jazz revival. By the way, thanks to my guest Bill Carter for providing the excellent and in some cases hard-to-find discs featuring Preservation Hall and his friends, clarinetist Willie Humphrey and Percy Humphrey. They played with Preservation Hall for some 3.5 decades.
This is a tune that hardly needs an introduction, The Saints Go Marching In. And, of course, The Saints Go Marching In was a hymn. It later became such a war horse that I know of musicians who just refused to play it at Preservation Hall. They had still a sign up there that requests were $3, but The Saints was $5. And the material, The Saints Go Marching In, is a good reminder of the spiritual input into jazz, which has come from the streets and churches, especially through the singers. If you've ever, as I have, gone to one of the really swinging Black Baptist churches, you can sure know without any explanation that jazz had a lot of roots there. Then on The Saints Go Marching In, we have a very different rendition, and rather slower than you're going to hear in your Dixie Jubilee-type situations all over the country. And it's a spiritual. It truly is a spiritual, and it's not a frenzied mania thing. Here it's sung by two sisters of the church, Sister Annie Pavago, who's related to the famous bass player Slow Drag Pavago, and Sister Alma Anderson. This has got Kit Thomas Valentine on it, on trumpet. Kit Thomas lived in Algiers all his life, and he played in dance halls in Algiers. Powerhouse trumpet player, and his muted effects are very, very African, I would say. And this is one of the areas of jazz that interests me so much, is how the music becomes vocalized through the instrument. If you hear Thomas play the blues, you have no doubt that this is somebody talking to you. Willie Humphrey, clarinet. Frank DeMond, trombone. Chester Zardes, bass. Narvin Kimball, banjo. And Cy Fraser, drums. It's got tremendous energy. Valentine's trumpet, anchored by Cy's drumming, is really the prototypical great New Orleans sound. And it was an early enough time, so these folks were still playing pretty close to their peak. Thank you.
commonly known as the Saints, Willie Humphrey, clarinet with trumpeter Kid Thomas Valentine. My guest, Bill Carter, was a longtime friend of the Humphrey Brothers of New Orleans. He's an excellent clarinet player himself and chairman of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. And his wonderful book, Preservation Hall, Music from the Heart, is available through Amazon.com, Better Bookstores, or the Foundation website, sftradjazz.org. It's great to have you here, Bill.
Thank you, Dave. To talk
to somebody who personally knew, really a living legend.
I feel very lucky to have known him, and he gave a kind of Buddha-like appearance on the stage. He'd sit there and he'd scowl at the audience over his glasses. If you played in his band, as I did a few times, you had to get used to his little gestures. A lot of times he wouldn't remember the name of the tune he was going to play. He'd bleep about two or three notes in his horn, and everybody's expected to know what the tune was and what key it was going to be in, and he'd immediately stomp his foot and off you'd go. So you had to scramble a bit. And he had little finger gestures that were very characteristic of him.
You mean to communicate key shift or how many choruses or...
Right. A little finger flip toward the ceiling meant this is the last chorus out. I remember one night his brother, Willie, would play many choruses of solo on this particular tune. I think it was five or six or something. And it was the night actually after Willie's funeral, and I was playing with Percy's band. I thought that was a great honor to be asked to play that very night. I was not about to stand up and take five choruses the way Willie would, one, I think, or maybe two, and sat down. And Percy looked over at me and with a big scowl, and he held up five fingers, and he said, "In this band, five choruses." So that was my permission to let go a little bit. And it was just this kind of having a party on a grand scale that band encouraged. They took their own cook with them, I mean, from New Orleans. They were so tuned into New Orleans that their drummer had two watches. One he'd keep on New Orleans time, no matter where he was in the world. And they're rather clannish in that way. But if you got included in that big circle of warmth, it was great.
Bill, thanks again for being here and talking about Percy Humphrey. And of course, your book, Preservation Hall, Music from the Heart, is available from the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation.
And I might mention that the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation, we have members at $25 a year. These members get discounts on CDs, and we have regular news bulletins and things going out. Or you can just join the mailing list and it costs you nothing. Just send us your name.
I just want to thank you once again, Bill. This is great. This is part of an ongoing series of collaborations to continue the education and the appreciation of the music and the personalities around the music.
Good, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional sound preservation and restoration services. The Jazz Rhythm website, with pictures, articles, links, and sound clips, is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Please join Bill and me next time for more about the Humphrey Brothers and their remarkable eight-decade careers playing jazz in New Orleans, culminating in nearly 35 years with Preservation Hall Jazz Band. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for listening. Here's Percy Humphrey on trumpet in 1952, leading the George Lewis Ragtime Band of New Orleans.
History scene. on radio down Bourbon Street. There's a lot of hot spots, you meet a lot.